Tired of the same old hot takes and sports cliches? Want a fresh perspective on the world of sports? Then tune into the Fade Route with DNZ, the podcast that's changing the game. Every Wednesday, DNZ bring you insightful analysis.
I would argue that that group would be better set in a West Coast offense.
Hilarious banter.
See, people came here for a baseball game.
And a whole lot of fun. Coming at you from the AO Studios. Listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts. The Fade Route with DNZ. It's not just a podcast, it's a lifestyle. It's the option where we give you our NFL picks for the week. Think you can take us down? Join our league and play along. The prize? Bragging rights. Go to our socials at FadeRouteDNZ on X and at FadeRoutePodcast on IG. Click join the option, sign up today, and let's see what you got.
Powered by Riverside FM.
The option is back, baby! And you can play with us. That's right, you can play with us. Go to our socials, click join the option, sign up today. It is free, it is fun, it is fantastic. See if you can take us on, and if you can take a run at the champ. Yeah. The not once, not twice, but three times, the lovely Rita Sanchez. The thrice.
She cuts beautiful promos, by the way.
She does. She cuts great promos. One take. One take, Rita. There it is. But it starts now. Everybody's 0-0. We're 0-0. And we begin with a rematch of the big game Wednesday night. Wednesday. The New England Patriots go into Lumen Field to take on the Seattle Seahawks. CBS Sports has Seattle as an 84-14 favorite.
I'm taking the Patriots.
Okay. All right. That's a tough road game to open the year. Okay. Keep it simple. I like it. I'm going to take the Seahawks. I think you raise the banner. 12th man is there. That's going to be a tough crowd. An absolute tough crowd. Thursday night. Netflix.
In Australia.
8:35 kickoff. Just so you know.
Does that mean it's really going to be... Oh, yeah. Is it going to be Friday there?
It is. Because Raheem Morris is losing his 50th birthday. According to Adam Schefter, he did the time breakdown. In the travel and the time change, Raheem Morris will not be able to celebrate his 50th birthday. Sorry, coach. Happy birthday nonetheless. The San Francisco 49ers take on the nominal home team of the Los Angeles Rams.
I think it would be the 49ers. I like how they went out there and they've been out there all week. The Rams are leaving today. They'll get there tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm confused by the Rams travel schedule. That's a lot.
I kind of get why they're doing it, because they're kind of treating it like it's a business trip. You're going to go there and play and come back. Because if you think about it, right, it's the first game. It's a division opponent. Like, we know these guys. They know us. It's the first game. It's, you know, we don't need Aaron Donald. It's not that serious. Like, let's just go play there and get out of here. Like, that's how they're treating it. You know, they're treating it like a traveling circus, where the 49ers have kind of bought into, like, all right, let's get here. Let's get acclimated. Let's all be comfortable. Let's make sure everyone's feeling right. And then, you know, we'll go back and then we'll get ready for the season. You know, that's how they're treating it. So I get it.
But the Niners are also kind of thin. So
they're always thin.
Yes, they are. So I'm going to take the Rams. I think that there's enough there that they'll be able to handle the Niners. It's going to be close. It's a division matchup. Division matchups are always a fight.
but I think the Rams have enough. Right, this is the week to pick upsets. Scared money don't make money, because we don't know jack shit about these teams. Right? We're coming out of preseason. They don't show you anything. You don't know jack about these teams. You only know what you think you know. And yeah, I think the Rams are pretty good.
Need some last-minute fantasy football advice? Then the boys at the Fade Route have you covered. Check out Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 with D and Z every NFL Sunday, noon Eastern, during the regular season. D and I give you our top 1-2-3 fantasy starts, or green lights, and our top 1-2-3 fantasy sits, or red lights. That's Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 with D and Z every NFL Sunday, noon Eastern, during the regular season. That's Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 with D and Z.
Sunday. The Tampa Baker Buccaneers go into Cincinnati to take on the Joe Burrow-led Cincinnati Bengals.
Bengals usually suck to start off the season. I mean, they do. They have a tough time usually. I think they win this one, though.
CBS Sports agrees with you. They have an 80-20 in favor of the Bengals. And I agree with you, too. I think that you paid Baker. That puts pressure on Baker. Now he's got to live up to that contract. Mr. Dangerous.
I think it would have been better him going scorched earth.
Yeah.
Like, you know, not giving him the contract and making him play for it. He seemed a little bit more angry, a little edgier. Now he got his money. He got his
right.
Money.
He needs a chip on his shoulder to be effective. No. The Baker Mayfield is not going to be as effective because of that pressure of trying to live up to this contract now. Meanwhile, the Bengals are healthy. The Bengals are whole. Joe Burrow and his toys. Yeah, that's going to be fun for him. The Buffalo Bills go into Houston to take on the Houston Texans. This is tough. This is actually, this is a pick'em. I think this is a pick'em. If you told me the Texans won, I believe you. If you told me the Bills win, I believe you. I'm going to go on the strength of the quarterback, and I believe Josh Allen is a better quarterback than CJ Stroud. Give me the Buffalo Bills. The new look Baltimore Ravens with Jesse Minter as the head coach go into Indianapolis to take on the Daniel Jones-led Indianapolis Colts.
Take the Ravens.
Give me the Ravens. CBS Sports agrees 85-15. Sorry, Indy. That's a shit way to open your season. The Chicago Bears go into Charlotte to take on Bryce Young and the Carolina Panthers.
Bears better win that game.
I'm sorry. The NFC South champion, Carolina Panthers. Sorry, my bad. At 8-9. Yeah, the Bears are going to steamroll them. This is not going to be fair. This is going to be a...
No, it actually could be a good game.
It has the potential. It has the potential to be a good game.
I don't think it's going to be a blowout. I think it's going to be a good game.
I think Ben Johnson's going to want to prove a point week one, and he's going to go scorched earth. We talked about scorched earth with Baker Mayfield. I think he's going to do that all over the Panthers' defense. The New Orleans Saints go into Ford Field to take on the Detroit Lions.
Lions.
Scared money don't make money. I'm going to take the Saints this week. Why the hell not? Why not? Week one is the most unpredictable week.
Tyler Shook.
I believe in Tyler Shook. Let's see. We shall see. The Cleveland Browns go into Jacksonville to take on the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Jags, man.
Yeah. CBS Sports agrees 94-6.
Like,
I'm surprised. I'm surprised the Browns got 6%. I really do. I'm shocked at that. Jags big.
The Tua-led Atlanta Falcons go into Pittsburgh to take on the Pittsburgh Steelers. I can't even get that out with a straight face. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, folks. The fact that he had such a putrid training camp and they handed Tua the job. That tells me...
The Steelers defense hasn't played together all preseason and all training camp. Their defensive backs is not these. This will be the first time they're all playing together.
That's wild.
I'm sure they still don't have Joey Porter Jr.
Yeah, that's so crazy.
They might be okay.
Oh, we're going to find out. But I think, Hayward, Watt, Highsmith, they're going to be in the backfield, and we will see Michael Penix for at least a play. We will see Michael Penix on the field on Sunday. I don't know. It might end up being Cooper Rush. But if Tua is cleared to play, then, with scrambled eggs in his head. That's all you need to know about the Atlanta Falcons quarterback situation. What the fuck did Kevin Stefanski sign up for? Why did he go there? Oh boy, here we go. The J-E-T-S, Jets, that's right, the New York Lupus, go into Tennessee to take on the Tennessee Titans.
They have to win this game, so I'm taking Coke.
I am taking the Jets as well. I think that they have to, and they can. They're capable.
They have to win the game.
The Titans aren't that much better than them. They're not. They're just not. So give me the Jets in a close game. Robert Saleh denied his revenge.
Molly Bees offers unforgettable artisan crafted cookies. Molly Bees Gourmet Cookies brings creative, unique cookies straight to your pantry. No cookie shop required. With bold, unforgettable flavors, they're the ultimate treat for any occasion. Enjoy an exclusive discount when you use my promo code DANDZ, and you could be using that at MollyBZ.com.
We're in the 4 o'clock hour. The Green Bay Packers go into Minnesota to take on the Minnesota Vikings.
That's going to be a good game.
And I'm taking the Vikings. I am going to go with the Packers, and CBS Sports is with me on that one. 59-41. It's close.
Jacobs plays?
I wouldn't.
He's scored on Thursday.
Yeah. I'm doing the Tony Romo here. Oh, Jim, I don't know. Say the alphabet backwards. Fuck.
Can I pass?
Put your hands behind your back. I don't know. I think that he's probably out on Sunday. That might change everything, but you know what? Screw it. I'm going to go with the Packers. The Washington Commanders go into the link to take on the Philadelphia Eagles.
I got to think the Eagles win this game.
CBS Sports gave the Commies 6% out of respect for Jaden Daniels. So
they would have given him 5.
Yeah, he was left out of the NFLSU video tribute because of the whole cease and desist thing. So there's that. I'm going to go with the Eagles. It's not going to be pretty. And Saquon's going to have a fun day. The Miami Dolphins go into Allegiant Stadium to take on Kirk Cousins and the Las Vegas Raiders.
That could be a toss-up, too. That could be a toss-up. I'm going to take the Raiders.
I'm going to take the Raiders, too. It's going to be a long day for Malik Willis. The Arizona Cardinals go into SoFi to take on the Los Angeles Chargers.
Chargers?
Give me the Chargers. CBS Sports has them at 96-4. 96-4. It's going to be a long day for Matt LaFleur's little brother. That's what happens when you have a quarterback who doesn't want to play for your team. In your Sunday night special, the Dallas Cowboys come into MetLife to take on the New York Football Giants.
Cowboys?
CBS Sports has this at 79-21 in favor of the Cowboys. And historically, the week one matchups have favored the Cowboys. Most recently, it was a 40-0 whooping. That being said, week one, scared money don't make money. I'm taking the Giants in an upset. Why the hell not? Why the hell not? If not now, when? And your Monday night delight. The Denver Broncos go into Arrowhead to take on the Kansas City Chiefs. I'm with you on that. I think it's going to be a defensive game. CBS Sports has a 53-47 in favor of the Chiefs. They know something we don't know. If it's Justin Fields, then that drastically goes in the other direction. But prediction, pain. That Broncos defense is going to go out there and try to prove a point on Monday night. Those are our picks. What are yours? Join the Option League and play along with us. Go to our socials, click Join the Option. It is free. It is fun. It is fantastic. And it is time for us to run the go route. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you liked what you heard and you want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us a review, rate us 5 stars, turn on subscription notifications, and share on social media. Tell your friends and spread the word.